This month, voters in a handful of U.S. cities approved ballot measures for rent control, part of a larger push driven by the record high cost of housing. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, it's happening even though economists have long warned such measures don't actually work.
Dozens of tenant activists recently converged in Washington, D.C., where they lobbied Biden administration officials for rent caps on federally funded housing, then protested outside the White House. LaMonica Dickerson traveled from Louisville, Kentucky, where she says an out-of-town investor bought her apartment building this past spring. A month later, it sent out 120 eviction notices and announced it would hike rents by hundreds of dollars.
You're forcing homelessness. Married couples are having to split because they don't have anywhere to go together.
Dickerson negotiated to stay put and pay only $200 more. But if rents go up again when the lease is up next year, she doesn't know what she'll do.
I was going to go back to Nashville, and when I saw the rents in Nashville, because that's my home, I love Nashville, it broke my heart.
Jim Lapides has tracked a rise in rent control proposals in both cities and states amid spiking rent and painful inflation. He's with the National Multifamily Housing Council and says he understands the desperation for what seems like a quick, easy fix, but this is not it.
It's a shame because rent control attempts to address the symptoms of the problem while making the core issue worse.
That core issue is a shortage of millions of homes and apartments. It's driven up rents most everywhere. But Lapides cites years of research that's found over the long term, capping rents can actually lead to fewer affordable units because
either they go into disrepair and fall into obsolescence because they don't have the resources to reinvest into those units, or they get converted to other uses. Maybe they're converted to condos or even not residential at all.
Some landlords say rent caps make them question spending money on improvements.
I have some vacant units right now. I'm trying to decide what to do with them.
Landlord Britt Vitalius heads the Rental Housing Alliance of Southern Maine, where Portland just tightened its rent control. Normally, he'd use a vacancy to upgrade kitchens and bathrooms, maybe replace a century-old clawfoot bathtub.
I take great care of my tenants. I care about my tenants a lot. But there is no reason that I can justify putting any more money into these buildings. The market is hot. I don't have to do anything, and I'll get the rent that I get.
Portland's new measure also imposes a $25,000 fee if landlords convert to a condo, and it requires a 90-day notice to ask tenants to leave. On the other side of the country, voters in Pasadena, California, also passed rent control. Tenant activist Jane Panagadon says the state already caps rent, but not enough to keep it from rising higher than the rate of inflation. Now, Pasadena will limit hikes to 75% of inflation, so that, perhaps over time, a smaller share of people's income will have to go toward housing.
And that will hopefully create a lot more stability, because right now tenants are moving, you know, every 2 or 3 years as the rent goes up.
Research shows rent control can keep people from being displaced. But to actually create more affordable places to live, housing experts say cities will need to do something else that's not as politically popular and takes longer. Rezone to allow for denser housing and then build lots of it. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.